Good evening, sir. My name is Jay. I'm calling from Metro Research. I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing Massachusetts and the schools in your area. Can you be so kind to share your opinion with us real quick? How many children
yeah,
are
you,
living with you? Yes, sir? How many
what did you say? You're from who?
Metro Research. We just conducted
this Metro Research?
Yes, sir. We just like to include your response to the study. All your answers are really confidential. But how many children are living with you and attended kindergarten to 12th grade?
None?
Do you have any relatives like nieces, nephews, grandkids in the school system that you are aware of how they're doing in school?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. How many do you have?
Four.
You got four of them? Wow, that's a blessing.
Yes.
That's a really blessing. Now, just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages in your area, can you please tell me what is your age?
Mine's 61.
Yes. Thank you, sir. And very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Now, the next question is just for a statistical purpose only. Nowadays, we don't want nobody to feel discriminated. By no means we're trying to insult your intelligence, okay, sir? But how would you describe your gender? A man, a woman, a non-binary, or some other way?
I'm a true man.
Okay. And how would you describe your race, sir?
Spanish.
Okay, thank you. And moving forward, what grades are your children currently in? Or your relatives? The four of them.
I think fourth and fifth.
Fourth,
fifth, and sixth between those grades.
Okay, thank you. Let's move forward. Now, which of the following best describes the school where you, your relatives are enrolled this year? A public run by a school district, a public charter school, a parochial or Catholic school, a non-Catholic private and independent school, or homeschooling? Or another
It's public run.
Thank you, sir. Moving forward. To the best of your knowledge, are any of your relatives enrolled in a vocational technical school?
My children were when they were in school.
Understood. But you mentioned that you have a relative and a sixth grade. So the following several questions will be about these child schools and the sixth grader. Okay. Now, first, which of the following best describes the school where your sixth grade relative is enrolled this year? You say a public run by school, right?
Yes.
Okay. And students are often graded on the quality of their work using the letters A, B, C, D, and F. Now, suppose your sixth grade child school was graded in the same way by you, of course. Considering all parts of a school experience, such as communications, academic support, curriculum, counselors, teachers, extracurriculars, and so on. How would you grade your sixth grade child so far this year, the school where he's going? Is it too early in the year to tell?
Yes.
Is it too early? Okay.
Yeah, to me it's too early.
Okay, and we're thinking about a grade for your child's school. What factors would be most important to you when you, let's say you grade in your relatives at the sixth grade schools where he's going? What factors would be the most important to you in order to grade that school?
What do you mean, like grade the school or the child himself?
Okay, so would you grade, let's say you were grading the school where the child is going, right? Which factors will be the most important to you to take into account to grade this child schools? You know, would be the curriculum they teach, it would be the extra curriculum.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, what they're teaching, and if they have,
Yes, sir.
Languages in the different schools, so the children can learn different languages and not just one language.
Okay, excellent. And that
children with learning disabilities, they have things like this school where my grandchildren, they have things set up with children that got learning disabilities. They're doing bilingual classes in the school where it's mandatory.
Yeah, it's mandatory. Okay, thank you for sharing that, sir. Now, to the best of your knowledge, is your sixth grade child reading at the level expected for students in their age group? Yes, they are or not?
No.
Okay.
So I'm helping them.
How about in terms of math? Is your sixth grade relative working on the level expected for students at their age group when it comes
no.
to math? Okay, thank you.
No.
It's a blessing that you're helping them. Does your sixth grade child have individualized education plan, sometimes called an IEP?
Yes.
Yes, they do have. Does your sixth grade child receive service for English language learners, sometimes called ELL?
No.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate your patience on the line, sir. Now, thinking about your sixth grade relatives' mental and emotional health this year, would you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned when they're at school? Very concerned, somewhat, not too, or not at all?
Somewhat concerned.
Okay, thank you.
And it's now, a lot has to do with the kids. And it has to do, I want to make sure you put a notice, a lot of what I'm concerned is the teacher's mentality today, their attitude, you know. They're there to teach, you know, the right way, not wrong way. I try to teach, a lot of these schools now are trying to teach kids to be girls and they're not girls and boys, you know, just sick.
Okay, I'm writing that down, sir. Thank you for sharing that idea. Okay, thank you, sir. Now, how much have you discussed your sixth grade child's hopes and plans for after high school with them? A great deal, a fair amount, just a little, or not at all?
Well, I know that I'm their grandpa, so
yeah.
I talk to my son, and he's always constantly in that school setting them straight.
So should I record that as a great deal since he's constantly at the school?
Yeah.
A fair amount?
Yeah, a fair amount.
A fair amount. Okay, thank you, sir. Moving
yes.
forward. Now, which of the following do you think that your sixth grade relative will be interested in doing once they finish high school? Being an associated degree, being a bachelor's degree, or begin a training program for a trade job, or enter the workforce? Which one do you think he will be interested in doing after he finishes high school?
He wants to go in the military just like I did. I did 30 years.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And thank you for serving our country.
You're welcome, sir.
Yeah. Well, my son was in the military, too. He only did 2 years. But moving forward, how well is your sixth grade relatives preparing your child to pursue, how well is your sixth grade relative schools preparing your child to pursue their goals after school? According to your knowledge, very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not at all well?
Not well at all.
Not well at all. Okay.
No.
And what would you say?
Because half these kids, matter of fact, I think you mentioned they don't even do math in school no more.
Yeah. And that was the next question. You know, just what would you say are the most significant challenges ahead for your child as they work to achieve the post high school goals? What do you think?
Yeah, teaching the children so when they go out into the big world, at least they have a fair chance of living and surviving, not just sitting them out there in the darkness, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They don't even write cursive today. I mean, like, how the hell do you sign a check or sign your name on a piece of paper if you can't write cursive?
Okay, so that would be teaching the children how to go into the workforce, right? Into the real world?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Now, we're almost done. Moving forward. Now, would you say that your sixth grade relative will most likely to enter the workforce, or how confident are you that your child will be in position to do this after the high school? You say he's going to...
100%.
Very confident?
100%. Yep.
Now, we're thinking about the possibility of your sixth grade relative attending college. How much of a concern is each of the following? Total tuition costs? Is that a major concern, minor concern, not too concerned? I know he's going to go to the military.
Once he goes I told him, you go in the military, everything's paid right up front, like I did 4 years, criminal justice. Everything
so
paid for everything.
It would be not a concern, right? Since
nope.
Okay. How about the cost?
As long as he's going to the military.
Understood. How about we're thinking about the possibility of attending college, you know, after he finished the military. Is the cost of room and board a major concern, minor concern, or not a concern at all?
It depends which, how long he puts into the military. You know, I don't know. I'm not at that stage. He's not yet. But like I told him, you're going to keep putting in what you put in. You're going to get out of it.
Exactly. So the cost of room and board, how should I record your answer? Just for the sake of a research, major or minor concern or not concern at all?
Major, the way things are going today.
Understood. How about this, the possibility of the cost of the books he's going to use, you know? How
that's
concerned
another,
are you about the cost of the books he's going to use in college? Major concern, minor concern, or not too concern?
It's a major concern.
Okay. How about the cost of applying to college? Do you think that's...
That's
major
another
concern?
Major concern.
Then you start moving
forward. It's like they're giving things away to people, you know, to people go to college free and have things free, but if you're going to do that, do it all the way around to everybody, you know?
Exactly. Now, moving forward, do you believe the potential long-term benefits of a college degree make the cost worthwhile for nearly everybody? Most people? Some people? Just a few people or nobody? What's your opinion?
Some people. It's some people. You have to keep pushing forward. Keep pushing, pushing, pushing.
Understood.
Life don't give you nothing.
That is correct. You got that right, sir. As you may know, the vocational technical or VOTEC programs provide hands-on
yes.
skills on training for future career. Now, does your six great child schools offer vocational training? Yes, they do or no, they don't?
No, they don't. See, when I went to school, that's what they did, and that's how I started working pretty much at the age of 10, 11 years old.
Yeah, back in the days, they used to give you a lot of, vocational, right? Now, do you
It was like hands-on.
Exactly, you got your hands on. Now, you think
vocational... Yeah, I was welding. I mean, I was welding, doing a mechanic, everything.
Yeah, fixing the motors of old cars and stuff. You know, you need to know.
Yeah, we used to use a swing set to pull the engines right out of the car. Wink, wink, wink.
Yeah, right. Hey, I remember. Well, moving forward, sir, do you think vocational technical programs in your sixth grade relative school will benefit your child's future career opportunities or not?
Yes.
Thank you.
They should have more of them.
Will you be open to exploring vocational programs for your sixth grade relative after they finish high school? Will you consider or will not consider?
I consider.
Will you consider, okay. Now, what would your hesitations be about considering vocational program for your sixth grade relative? What would be the hesitations or your hesitations?
Well, getting him into the right trade that he wants to keep going in life. You can't keep jumping back and forth. You want to get your mindset, you know, and just keep pushing forward. And
okay, so select one trade and just go for it all the way, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now,
because you see, a lot of these people, they go to college, they get a college degree, and they come out and now they work at McDonald's. I mean, what have you accomplished? Really nothing.
Because they move from one to the next one. They never get enough credits, you know, to accomplish.
Exactly.
I've seen that happen too. Now, when thinking about a post-high school plan for your sixth grade relative, how important do you believe each of the following are in helping their plans? The teachers, you think they're very important? Somewhat important? Not too important? Or not at all important to help?
Yes, very important. That's why we need the VO teachers that care about the students and what they're going to be and become when they leave the schools.
Mm-hmm. And how about,
Don't just look at it as a paycheck, you know. These are that could be one of your children.
Exactly. And how about your influence as a parent? You think that will be helping him very? You think that help will be very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
Oh, very, very important.
Very important. How about family members? Same question.
Very, very important.
And
in the age when guidance, you know. Same thing.
Nowadays, you do. Yeah. How about the college prep programs?
Yep. Very important. We're here, eyes on, hands on, and guidance.
Okay. How about friends and peers plans?
Same thing. Very important. Very important. Too many fake. Same thing. Very important. Too many fake people.
Okay. You got to surround yourself with people that are going to be No.
You have positive people and you keep your circle tight, you know?
Exactly. How about guidance counselors? How important that is for them? Very,
very,
so
very,
very,
very. Just like when my children went to school, I was with the guidance counselor every week, making goals and setting goals and changing classes, what I feel my children needed.
But you harvest, all that hard work, you blessed with 4 grandkids. I mean, that's a blessing. Now, to the best of your knowledge, sir, does your 6th grade relative identify, and this is like I said, because nowadays, okay, by no means we're trying to withhold your intelligence or your family, but to the best of your knowledge, does your 6th grade child identify as LGBTQIA+, I mean, so many letters, or not?
Oh, no, he's a boy.
Yeah, understood. Yeah.
That's why I get mad. The schools are just trying. That's what I said. Sick. I just want to go. I don't even want to say it, but,
Yeah, no.
They're encouraging it and telling the boys to be girls and girls to be boys. And they're using these pronouns shit. Excuse my English,
Stop
messing up these kids. Stop messing up their minds. This is our future, the next generation.
But believe me, anybody who's a parent, with common sense, will understand what you're saying. Believe me, sir. Now, the last few questions, just for statistical purpose only. Now, what languages are spoken regularly at home besides English?
Spanish.
Spanish, okay. Thank you.
And English. And it's both.
And English. Right. Yeah, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed, sir?
I finished high school.
Okay, thank you. Moving forward. And last year, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Just tell me when I get to the right category. Below 25,000, 25 to 50, 50,000 to 75,000, 75,000.
Yeah, 55, 75.
75, thank you, sir. Now, finally, what is your 5-digit zip code?
02532.
Okay, so 02532, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Now, sometimes reporters like to contact service responders to contact a brief follow-up interview. We will need to pass along your answers and your name and a phone number to our reporter for this purpose. Now, your response to this survey will never be used in any report without your permission. Now, will you be willing to be contacted by a reporter? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. And would you like to participate in future surveys about Massachusetts and your community?
Yes.
Thank you. And what is your first name?
Douglas.
Thank you, sir. Douglas, and your last name, sir?
Vargas. V-A-R-G-A-S. Vargas.
Oh, Vargas, right?
See, yep.
Okay, thank you. What's the best phone number to reach you with the survey?
This one right here, 774-283-5010.
Thank you, sir. What's the best email address to reach you with service invitations, if you have one?
It's Ranger, R-A-N-G-E-R, Vargas, V-A-R-G-A-S, @yahoo.com. Ranger Vargas at yahoo.com. Yes, 30 years, U.S. Army Ranger.
Wow, 30 years. That's a pleasure talking to you, sir. Okay, I have Ranger Vargas at yahoo.com. Now, do you prefer to be contacted by text message or email?
I go by email. Because a lot of times when I got my phone shut off and
the email will do it. Okay. Thank you, sir. That will finish our survey. I appreciate you taking the time, and thank you very much. It's been a pleasure, sir. Enjoy the rest of the
Okay,
day.
Sir. You and your family, take care. God bless. And tell your daughter thank you for her service. And always remember, once a soldier, always a soldier.
Yes, sir.
When you get out, it doesn't end. You're still a soldier till we take our last breath.
Exactly. Okay. Thank you, sir. Enjoy the rest of the
evening. Okay.
Bye.
You too. Bye-bye.